Tento vzácný brat, skutočne veľmi milý brat.
He came and he said, I never did take it, Brother Branham.
On prišiel a povedal, ja som to nikdy neprijímal, brat Branham.
I don't understand what it is.
Nerozumiem, čo to je.
So I've been taught the other side.
Povedal, bol som inak naučený.
I said, but remember, we will admit that St. Paul set it in order in the early Christian church.
Povedal som mu, ale pamätaj, uznávame predsa, že svätý Pavel to uviedol do poriadku tej prvotnej kresťanskej cirkvi.
They went from church from house to house.
Oni chodili z domu do domu.
Broke the bread and sang unto the heart and so forth.
Lámali chlieb v prostote srdca a tak ďalej.
Now I said he did put it in the church.
A tak povedal som, on to umiestnil v cirkvi.
Galatians 1:8, he said.
Blíže Galatianom 1:8, on povedal.
If an angel from heaven comes and says anything else, that would be a curse.
Amen. Ak by prišiel aj anjel z neba a zvestoval vám niečo iné, nech je prekliaty. Vidíš?
The same one had to be rebaptized again from the baptism of John.
To je ten Pavel, ktorý im povedal, aby sa dali znovu pokrstiť z Jánovho krstu.
To be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
Aby boli pokrstení vo meno Pána Ježiša Krista.
You see, there are three things that we must do as symbols.
Vidíte? Sú tri veci, ktoré musíme vykonávať ako symboly.
Lord's Supper, feet washing, water baptism.
Večera Pánova, umývanie nôh a vodný krst. Vidíte?
You said, well, the Salvation Army takes it from the point.
Vy ale hovoríte, no dobre, to armáda spásy sa odvoláva na to.
The dying thief, when he died, he wasn't baptized.
Že ten zomierajúci Lotor, keď zomrel, on nebol ešte pokrstený.
Jesus said, he'll be in heaven.
A Ježiš povedal, že bude v nebi.
That's exactly the truth.
To je úplná pravda.
That's exactly.
Samozrejme.
But you see, he only recognized Jesus that in an hour he was dying. See?
Ale vidíte, on poznal Ježiša až tam, práve vtedy, keď zomieral. Vidíte?
That's the only opportunity he had.
To bola jediná príležitosť, ktorú mal.
He's a thief, he's away, he's out.
On bol Lotor, on bol vzdialený, preč od Boha.
And he was sitting to see that light, he recognized it.
Ale ako náhle zazrel to svetlo, hneď ho rozpoznal.
Lord, remember me.
Pane, spomeň si na mňa.
And Jesus, that was true.
A Ježiš, to je pravda.
But to you and I, we know that we should be baptized and refuse to do it.
Ale čo sa týka teba i mňa, ktorí vieme, že sa máme tak pokrstiť a odmietame to urobiť,
then that will be between you and God.
Tak potom to bude medzi tebou a Bohom.
Same thing in communion.
Takisto je to s príjmaním večery Pánovej.
Now, when we take this communion,
a tak, keď pristupujeme ku príjmaniu večery Pánovej,
it isn't just the thing that I've come up here and go to eat some bread and I believe I'm a Christian.
To nie je len vec, o ktorej povieme, idem sem a budem jesť nejaký chlieb a budem veriť, že som kresťan.
But if you notice, the Bible said, he that eateth and drinketh unworthily shall be guilty of the blood and the body of the Lord. Okay?
Ale ak ste si všimli, Biblia hovorí, ten, kto by jedol a pil nehodne, bude vinný tela a krvi Pánovho. Vidíte?
That's to live a life that before the people.
Vy musíte žiť životom, ktorý pred ľuďmi,
and before God and the people,
i pred Bohom, i pred ľuďmi,
that shows that you are sincere.
Ktorý ukazuje, že ste úprimní.
Now just a moment longer.
Už posuňme sa ešte kúsok ďalej.
Now, in the Old Testament, when the sacrifice was made a statue or an ordinance,
v starom zákone, keď sa prinášala obeť, to bolo ustanovenie alebo nariadenie.
And so is water baptism an ordinance?
A takisto vodný krst je nariadenie.
So is feet washing an ordinance.
Takisto umývanie nôh je nariadenie.
So is the Lord's Supper an ordinance.
Takisto večera Pánova je nariadenie.
Blessed is he who does all of his ordinances.
Požehnaný, ktorý vykonáva všetky jeho nariadenia.
Keeps all of his statutes.
Zachováva všetky jeho ustanovenia.
All of his commandments.
Všetky jeho prikázania.
That he might have a right to enter into the tree of life.
Aby mal právo vojsť do stromu života.